this time around. And in this version, while they've gotten their co-parenting down, when their respective fathers, played by Mel Gibson and John Lithgow, show up in town to see the family, they, of course, have to deal with them and the family and their sort of unresolved issues. And it's very much like the first Daddy's Home. If you enjoyed that one, you're going to enjoy this one. If you didn't, then you're going to want to skip this one. It feels like it's got the same sort of humor to it, and about the same amount of times that jokes work and they don't. I found some funny moments to it, but of course it wasn't perfect.
How many stars did you give it?
You know, it's right around. I'm going to be like nice and give it 3 because it is what it is. I don't think anyone's expecting anything more from this. If you look at sort of like Rotten Tomatoes right now, I think it's rocking about a 0%, maybe just a hair above that. But what's funny is some critics, unlike me, just they just have a problem with sort of the goofy set of comedies.
Right.
This other movie you got down here, this thing has been around for a long, long time. I mean, I remember way, way back with who was it, Basil Rathbone playing in Murder on the Orient Express, the Agatha Christie.
Yeah, Sidney Lumet did a adaptation of it back in the 70s where you had Albert Finney playing Hercule Poirot. But this is, of course, based on the Agatha Christie book, Murder on the Orient Express, which came out in the 30s. And, of course, she's a classic mystery writer. This is Kenneth Branagh adapting it. He's directing it and also playing Hercule Poirot. And it's, of course, the story of a bunch of people on a train, the famous Orient Express, traveling from Istanbul across Europe. And it gets caught in an avalanche, and there's somebody who gets murdered on board, and Poirot has to solve the murder before they get rescued and move on their way, and everybody gets to go their separate ways. But, of course, there's a murderer waiting on the train. They got to figure out who it is. So, I mean, it's well done. I think it's a gorgeous-looking movie, It's a bit of a head-scratcher because it's a mystery, but I've never read the book, but I remember seeing the original movie by Sidney Lumet back in the 70s, and it certainly feels like it's portraying that authentic Agatha Christie mystery.
Does the same guy commit the murder this time?
As far as no spoilers, but it does seem to be following the same story as the book and the original movie.
Yeah, I think they'd almost have to do that. Are we going to have any new Christmas movies? Do they still do that? I mean, like the old days of Holiday Inn, White Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life, things like that?
Obviously Daddy's Home is a Christmas-oriented movie. They had Bad Moms Christmas that come out last week, and that's a Christmas movie. There's always Christmas movies. They have fewer of them actually open at Christmas. And I think, like, if I'm not mistaken, I may be wrong on this, but movies like, I don't think It's a Wonderful Life actually opened on Christmas. I believe that opened in the summer. There always are Christmas movies that come out and become well-known and loved over the years. But a lot of times for the Christmas-oriented movies, it's right around Thanksgiving that they come out because they want it to stretch into Christmas. They usually don't open a day or two before.
Well, we'll have to look forward to that maybe. But anyway, Kevin, thanks for joining us, and you'll find him at fatguysatthemovies.com, and we'll talk to you next week, Kevin.
All right, sounds good.
See you, Kevin.
See you at the